Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is the lesson which you heard just a moment ago, Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. Be seated. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, is there anything God can't do? You know the old question. It's not usually asked, I think, by skeptics who are trying to tear down the faith, but I think more often by Christians who just have a little too much time on their hands. Like, for example, a boy in my high school Bible class who I think just wanted to tease me a little bit. Pastor, could God create a boulder so big that he himself couldn't move it? The answer, of course, is simple. Is there anything God can't do? Sure! God can't contradict himself. St. Paul says to Timothy, the saying is trustworthy, for if we have died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. God can't do anything. God can't say anything that contradicts what he said or who he is, his nature. Truth is, there are a lot of examples of that. And often, they are very good news for us. In our text this morning, for instance, God's words of encouragement to Joshua, here's something God can't do. He can never leave you or forsake you. At the point of our text, Joshua is probably very much aware that there are a lot of things he himself can't do. Moses has just died. Joshua has inherited the task of bringing the Israelites into the Promised Land. On the other side of the Jordan are cities like Jericho that have walls that seem to reach up to the sky. People, the Canaanites, who make the men of Israel feel like grasshoppers by comparison. On this side of the Jordan, a couple of million rebellious, cantankerous Israelites who at one point were about to stone Moses. Joshua knows that there are some things that he, Joshua, can't do. Like lead Israel. So the Lord comes to Joshua. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, into the land that I am giving to you, to them, to the people of Israel. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Just as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you or forsake you. You can do it. Don't worry, you can do it. I mean, just about everybody makes it through Greek. You can do it too. Look at last year's Greekies. They made it. They've graduated to Hebrew this summer. You can do that too. Your father was a pastor. Your grandfather was a professor. You can do it too. If you want to be a pastor, you can do it. Right? Christ Academy classes confirm that for you. Right? They're a piece of cake. Your brother did it. Your father's a professor. You can do it too. You can do it. as well as Cantor Hildebrand or Cantor Resch. You're not one of those organ primer folks anymore. You're a pro. You can improv with the best of them. Or maybe not. It's not really such a piece of cake. This Greek stuff, or this Hebrew stuff, or improvisation. I mean, these Christ Academy classes already sound like Greek to me. Other guys made it. Other people in the class are getting it. They're good. My brother is going to be a pastor. My father's a pastor. My pastor back home, he's such a brain. They can all do it. What makes anybody think I can do it? I don't think I can do it. That's right. You can't. But God will never leave you or forsake you. He can't leave you or forsake you as you are preparing to lead his people from the pulpit, altar, from the organ bench, because that would contradict what he said. His words in our text weren't just for Joshua. The writer of the Hebrews quotes the very same words for the whole New Testament church. I will not leave you or forsake you. When God gives his word, he can't go back on it. That's something God can't do. Just as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you or forsake you. Be strong and courageous. Have I not commanded you? Hey, wait a minute. That's just the question. Don't you get it? Have I not commanded you? I don't know. I don't know if God has commanded me to do any of this stuff. I mean, sure, God wouldn't abandon Joshua or Moses because he'd commanded them to lead the Israelites. I don't know if God has commanded me to be a pastor or a deaconess or a church organist. Fact is, the only reason I came to Christ Academy was because I knew you got to hang out in the dorms and eat a lot and go to Cedar Point and a Wizards game. You're right again. You don't know that God has commanded you to do anything more than that. One day last week, I was out for my morning walk, and along comes a whole horde of energetic young men running like crazy. And I'm thinking, whoa, they got the Christ Academy guys doing boot camp. And I noticed eventually it's actually a cross-country team from one of our high schools around here. No, this was not Christ Academy. Sunday afternoon, out walking, backside, and saw a bunch of kids out there playing extreme frisbee by the track behind P&Q. Hey, these have got to be the Christ Academy guys. They're so lively and energetic, on fire. Get a little closer, and a lot of the players are obviously girls. This is not Christ Academy. A number of mornings the last couple of weeks, out walking early, and I see a number of men dragging themselves from the dorm toward breakfast, head down, looking like this is way too early. That's Christ Academy! And Greekies! Not everybody is Christ Academy. Not everybody is commanded by the Lord to come here for 2 weeks or 4 years and then go out for church work vocation. Maybe he hasn't commanded you to do that. But he cannot leave you or forsake you. whatever it is you're doing. Whatever it is he's commanded you to do today. Just today. Right now. He may not have commanded you to do anything but be a kid who's here for a great summer camp, studying God's word with a bunch of other excellent guys. He cannot leave you or forsake you while you're doing that. He can't. Right now, he may not have commanded you to do anything more than study Greek, study Hebrew, study music. He cannot leave you or forsake you while you're doing that. He can't. One of these days, it may be that through a congregation, God commands you to faithfully preach and teach and administer the sacraments. But what you're commanded to do isn't the important thing. What he can't do is. He cannot leave you or forsake you. You know why not? Because he took care of something else he couldn't do. God can't contradict himself, right? And one thing he is holy, which means he must leave, he must forsake anyone or anything who isn't. He cannot be around anyone or anything who is sinful. He therefore could not say, I will never leave you or forsake you. That would be a contradiction. Unless your sin were first removed. And that's something you can't do. That's why the cross of Jesus Christ is everything. Jesus' death on the cross has taken away the sin that would have forced, yes, forced God to leave you. But now that that sin has been forgiven, now that you've been reconciled to God, he cannot, no, cannot forsake you any more than a perfect father could abandon his helpless child. That would contradict his nature, which he can't do. So much depends, and we can depend, on what God can't do. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.